Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
The passage I want to read this morning is out of the Old Testament, out of 1 Kings chapter 18, beginning at verse 1, and then a few passages through that chapter. It was 3 years later that the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and tell King Ahab that I will soon send rain again." So Elijah went to tell him. Meanwhile, the famine had become very severe in Samaria, a city in northern Israel. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go and enjoy a good meal. Celebrate, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming." So Ahab prepared a feast. But Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and got down on his knees with his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go and look out toward the sea." He did, but returned to Elijah and told him, "I didn't see anything." Then Elijah told him, "Go again and again and again, 7 times. Finally, the 7th time, his servant told him, "I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea." Then Elijah shouted, "Hurry to Ahab and tell him to get into his chariot and get down the mountain, or he'll be stopped by the rain." And sure enough, the sky was soon black with clouds, and a heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm. Ahab left hastily for Jezreel, and the Lord gave special strength to Elijah, or in another translation, the Lord's hand was on Elijah, so that he was able to run ahead of Ahab's chariot to the entrance of the city. Last week, I shared with you a moment I had a few weeks ago before the 2018 New Year began, where all of a sudden it hit me that I believe that 2018 was going to be the very best year ever. We saw that we had good reason for all of us to feel that way, through the Apostle Paul's reminder that we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. God wants good for us, we looked at and discussed. We saw it also in a number of other passages of scripture we read, and then reinforced that through a message shared from an old African folktale, with the lesson being that in all things, when we lean into, trust and follow God, no matter what happens to us or what we face, confront, or have to deal with, we can always say, "This is good." Well, I don't know if King Ahab or the children of Israel were sold on that, though, or would have been believers in that approach in the middle of the drought that had overwhelmed them and the region. We see in the scripture that we read as we began that there had been a drought in Israel for 3 years, over 3 years, actually. The people were suffering. Then we read that God came to Elijah and promised him that he would send rain to end the drought. And he told Elijah to go and to go tell King Ahab that. What is true with all the promises of God is that they are there for us to believe in and are ours for the asking. So we saw that Elijah then went and told King Ahab. You might not think that to be anything special, but just going and telling the king, what's special about that? But it points out that Elijah absolutely trusted God. Because Elijah knew that if he told King Ahab, who was not a nice guy, that it was going to rain, and then it didn't rain, the king would have had Elijah summarily put to death. And so after he told the king, we see Elijah and his young servant then taking action on the promise of God that he was going to send rain by climbing together to the top of Mount Carmel to seek the rain, to ask for the rain, and to claim it. Elijah knew it was a given because the Lord said so, but he also knew that his actions would demonstrate his belief in the Lord's promise and his belief in his Lord. And so, when they arrived at the top of Mount Carmel, Elijah fell on his knees, putting his face between his knees, and began to pray for rain. But he didn't just pray for it. He looked for it to come. He expected it to come. He believed it would come. He claimed it from the God of all he knew, the God who had been faithful to him in the past. It was a promise of God, the God he loved and followed, and he was asking God to deliver. Is that you? Is that me? Seeing that God wants good for us, do we believe it? Do we claim it, seek it, and then act upon it, whatever it is that we believe God has promised? Do we move out trying to become all he created us to be? Do we embrace and actively seek and look for all that God has planned for our lives? Or do we just hang around carrying a bag of skepticism, waiting to see what happens, Maybe we're not too sure that good, quote, close quote, is always in the cards for us. So we just kind of hang back a bit and wait. But not Elijah. He was all in, kneeling on the top of the mountain, actively claiming, looking for, and expecting that what God had promised would happen. And as Elijah was praying, six times he told his young servant to go and look toward the sea. But each time he came back and told Elijah, there was no sign of rain. Six times. That seems like a reasonable number of times to ask to me. And then maybe to say, you know, that's enough. Five times to me seems reasonable too. Folks would understand if we moved on, maybe next time. But not Elijah. Not Elijah. He never stopped. He never gave up on the promise of the Lord. What about us? Isn't that sometimes the problem with us and our approach to reaching for, looking for all that God has promised us and all that He created us to be? We give up too soon. We stop asking. We stop praying. We stop believing. We stop striving and working toward what we dream of, what we believe in. Maybe because we can't see any tangible difference with our own natural eyes right away. And so maybe we just stop believing, if we ever did, that God really is working for us, really planning good for us. Nothing seems to be happening, at least not the way we think it should. And yes, we often allow the circumstances and the critics, the voices of doom, and the negative noises to dictate and determine the level of our belief and whether or not we act on it. And so, we stop believing. We stop moving forward in the direction we believe God has called us. We stop looking for what we want to happen, what we hope will happen. And the result, we never get there, never achieve what we set out to do. No rain yet. Must be time to stop. That's enough for now. Maybe God made a mistake and meant it for another day or time. Don't look anymore. Don't reach any higher or farther. Don't hope any longer, despite the promise of God that rain or whatever it is we were hoping for was on the way. Not here yet, not happening yet. Time to stop and go home. But not Elijah. He stood firmly and unwaveringly on the promise God had given him, rain. He would probably have prayed a bunch more if needed, but somewhere between the sixth and the seventh prayer of Elijah, there was a shift in the atmospheric pressure. And Elijah's young servant, whom Elijah had sent out to look for it, to look for rain seven times, remember? Well, he saw a small cloud the size of a man's hand rising up out of the sea. What if Elijah had quit praying after his sixth prayer? He would have probably forfeited the miracle. But he kept praying. He kept believing, and he kept looking for it. And the sky turned black, and the winds blew, and the rains came. In this world and all that we go through, it's easy for us at times to give up on dreams, on miracles, to give up on promises, to give up on people. We lose heart and patience and faith. We experience temporary setbacks, which we often allow to become permanent. Things don't come out as we planned, and we end up on the short side of a score, and so we throw in the towel. And like a slow leak in a tire, it often happens without our even realizing it. And our prayer life and believing life becomes flat. We slowly stop believing, little by little. The passion we need to be able to reach for and follow what we believe begins to fade. The reason we give up too soon is because we feel like we have failed if God doesn't answer the way we hope. If things don't come out as we expect, if we come up short in the eyes of the world around us, we feel we failed. But that's not failure. That is not failure. The only way to fail is to stop believing, to stop praying, to stop dreaming, to stop looking, to stop hoping. Failure is not coming up short, having a setback, things not coming out as we plan, being on the short side of a score. Failure is when we stop believing, dreaming, stop looking, reaching, and hoping for what we want to happen. Elijah never stopped. He kept believing, he kept looking, and he kept praying. Prayer, by the way, think about it, is a no-lose proposition. Think about it. Who are we talking with anyway when we pray? Who are we asking to help us, to direct us, to lift us to all our dreams? We are asking the God who is always at work for us and always at work for our good. Dream, believe, reach, hope, look for, pray. God can always be counted on. Always to fulfill his promises. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for these dear friends. I thank you for their lives. But I thank you for the reminder of today and out of Elijah that we need to continue to look for, to reach for, to hope for, to be all you want us to be, to realize that you always are working for our good. Help us, Lord, to continue to embrace the promises for our lives that you've set there and realize that when we do that, you're embracing them with us as well. Thanks for all you do for us and with us and through us. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.